everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is March 29th. Oh my gosh, what a morning it is. Why is it such a morning? Because today in Minnesota on March 29th, it feels like minus 8 degrees, okay? And that really has havoc on my voice. I have to laugh. I have to laugh. If I don't laugh, you know what's going to happen next. We don't want to know. Anyway, all right, so here we go. I hope that you laugh. Did you know that laughter is contagious? It is. You ever around somebody? Two things that are contagious. One is yawning. You're around a person who yawns, and then you yawn, or you fight to yawn. And the other thing is that's contagious is when someone laughs, that you laugh. All right. So hope you're laughing. Today's topic is, let's get back to like the purpose of today, right? The purpose of today is read another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Bacone. Today's topic is being satisfied. And the quote is from Eric Hoffer. Here's what Eric has to say. You can never get enough of what you don't need to make you happy. Let's read that one again. You can never get enough of what you don't need to make you happy. All right, let's move on and see what Linda has to say. Linda says more. We always want more. More possessions, more money, more popularity. Whatever it is we think we don't have enough of, if we just had more, we'd be happy. We should know better. What if we have something right now? Something right now isn't giving us happiness. Let's read that one again. Okay, yeah, let's see. All right, Dr. Deb, did you have enough coffee today? Let's reread this again. We're going to keep this blooper. I kid you not. All right, we should know better. If what we have of something right now isn't giving us any happiness, why should more of it give us happiness? If what we have of something right now isn't giving us any happiness, why should more of it give us happiness? More of nothing is still nothing. You know, what do you guys think about this? If, again, I had a motherboard, I don't think I'd do the wah, 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 and I certainly wouldn't do the applause. I think I would. Did you ever see the meme? And it's of Justin Timberlake. And it's this face, this expression that he has is kind of like, I'm not really quite sure about this. How about we talk a little bit more? If I could give a visual or an audio of a meme, that would be the meme that I would choose. The one of Justin Timberlake going, I'm not quite sure. So why am I not so sure about this? I understand that there's a concept about being satisfied, and it's really linked to excessiveness. When is enough enough? Why can't we be satisfied with what we have? On the flip side, there's a comfortableness and a level of being in comfort with not being motivated and people staying stuck. And I don't mean stuck in the sense of I'm in the freeze mode and I can't move. I'm saying stuck in the sense of I have absolutely no motivation to change and I'm not going to change. So it's like a stubbornness stuck, not a I'm in the freeze state or a depressive state stuck. At the same time, being satisfied, there's a level of appreciation with what we have instead of always looking at what we don't have, the lack of. Now, don't get me wrong. I know right now, especially with all the layoffs that we're experiencing, it's very difficult for a person in that position to move their mindset of trying to find a job and caring for themselves as well as their family and having moments of satisfaction and gratitude because of the reality of the lack of. And I get that. So I just want people to understand that we take these daily book of positive quotations with a perspective and we discuss, at least I'm trying to discuss, because it's a one-way conversation right now. It's a one-way conversation right now between the audio and the right me and the listener and everybody out there. I think what's important is when we take a pause and when Linda's saying here, we should know better if we have... If what we have of something right now isn't giving us happiness, why should more of it give us happiness? It's really easy to say that. It's really easy to say that quotation and that statement to anybody. I mean, even myself included, there are things that would make our life a bit more easier. And yes, and that sense of ease would reduce stress and pressure as well as give us happiness. Is it possible for us to be happy right now and be satisfied with what we have? And my next question would be, how do we then move from worry and anxiousness and depression, so the emotions that are attached to our current state of life, and be able to not suppress it, to pause it and to remove the emotion and to be those emotions that I just mentioned, and to have and just move them, not get rid of them. I didn't say get rid of them. I said move them. Move them like on the shelf. We're going to pause those emotions for a moment and give myself the space and clarity to look around and say, what do I have that makes me happy? And not necessarily an object, but what does my life look like? Setting those emotions on the shelf for a moment and pausing and saying, can I be happy right now? Do I have happiness right now? What is my current state? Still acknowledging those emotions. We're just putting them on the shelf for a moment so they're not taken over. They're not taken over the party of life. All right, so here's, and can we do that? Only you can answer that question. I know that sometimes I have a difficult time actually doing that, meaning setting the emotions on a shelf. That's actually a technique that I use. It's like, okay, you want to know it? I hear you. I see you. I feel you. And guess what? How are you helping me? You're not. So you're making me fucking miserable. So I'm going to set you on the shelf. I'm going to give you a timeout and I'm going to pause for myself. I find that to be helpful, which is why I'm sharing it. That's one of the beauties about our group, is that we share things with one another. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for somebody else. We share it because it works for us, and maybe it might work for somebody else. There's no one size fits all with this, recovery and healing from trauma and the pressures of life. All right, so here's the affirmation. Today, I will find satisfaction in things I already have. Before I look for more of something, I'll make sure that it is something I know brings me happiness. I like this quote. I like this. It's very mindful. Today, I will find satisfaction in things that I already have. Before I look for more of something, I'll make sure that it is something I know brings me happiness. So what is it that you have right now in your life that brings you happiness, before going out and looking for something else. You know what I think? I think if you look at yourself in the mirror, that person that you're looking at in the mirror, that brings you happiness. I know it brings you happiness. You know how I know it brings you happiness? Because you're here listening to this podcast. That's how I know. How I know? You're listening to this podcast and you've made a commitment to yourself. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I applaud you for it. So right now, if I had a motherboard, hey, if you guys want to go buy me a cup of coffee on our Ko-fi account, I'll keep saving for that motherboard. That would be so cool. Because yes, right now, the applause is for you. It's for you for showing up. It's for you for being here. And I always say, we're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.